Mike, mobile.
You behave in there, Patrick? NC9B, stationary.
I'm trying to behave. I'm out here mobile all the while working.
Some good old Southern-style barbecue with the mustard sauce, and I'm getting ready to chow down.
Sounds like a good dinner there this evening.
Turned around in the motorcycle. We got an oil filter and oil for the wife's car. Came back to go change the oil. As I'm pulling in, she's pulling out. Well, there goes that. I guess I'll make me some barbecue sandwiches and relax.
It's right at 80 degrees down here right now, so it's a beautiful day.
Beautiful motorcycle ride. I'm telling you.
See you up there.
Smart. Went to Walmart first just because they tend to be a little bit cheaper on the filters. And maybe not so much in the oil, but I guess you got to catch it on sale.
Roger that. Planning on going this weekend?
We'll leave it out Friday. We'll be there Friday, Saturday, and we'll leave, come back Sunday. Make a nice weekend out of it.
Calling for thunderstorms over that way Saturday.
I don't know how late in the afternoon, but hopefully it'll be a good turnout in the flea market area. Looking forward to going. Wish y'all were going with us same time. But I know, understand, life gets in the way.
Well, the wife's got something else she wants to do, so, and I'm not going to stop her from doing it. So it's pretty important to her, so give her that time.
Phone with Dean a few minutes ago. Dean, you listening? NC9B.
Earlier today.
I'm sorry, I doubled with you. Yeah, I talked to him. He said you called.
Trying to figure out how to get there to help him. With this being sick and everything else going on, it's kind of got pushed to the shuffle to the back there, and I hate that. That's how come I don't try to help much people like that anymore. It always seems to happen.
We understand. Life just goes on. Ain't nothing to be worried about. On the day. Your day going well? Making the big sales?
No big sales, but a couple medium-sized ones.
Well, why don't you keep pushing it forward?
That's all you can do.
Bringing Gary up Saturday.
I'm going to come to this one.
You ride by yourself?
Kevin and Cliff are riding with me. Or we're riding together and we're riding with one of them, something like that.
Maybe I could lay eyes on them.
Jay and Carl will all be over there Friday.
I don't know where they're staying.
Staying camping, if I'm not mistaken. But I'm not 100% sure on that.
I'm going to take the camper, and I just figure by the time I drive the camper there, drive it back, the fuel it's going to take, the traffic types there at 40. So I take the car and go 441 through the park. It's a whole lot easier.
Much different with fuel prices the way they are and the way you got to go around traffic.
Rode early Friday, so got to beat the traffic.
As I'm hoping our early risers, so we can get there early.
Yeah, I should have got the advance tickets, but oh well.
I honestly about forgot about it. About snuck up on me.
The way Charlotte did, and the wife talked about it. Wasn't inclined to go to Charlotte.
This trip, I didn't know if I wanted to go.
Raleigh usually probably has a pretty good one, but that's just so far to go.
But Charlotte one last year, unless it's just the rain kept people away. But, I mean, it was disappointing.
Since they moved it away from the city, I think they kind of got lesser and lesser attendance over there. I don't know what their attendance numbers are. I liked it was at the old place. their convention center, I think. It's pretty big there.
Where it's going to be for a little while, and they don't have to move it again. That way they can start getting the crowds coming that way.
New people coming in the hobby, there'll be a lot more attendance, more interest in it.
Never know. I hadn't heard many of them on the air, a few of them, but not many. Not like the number you've been hearing getting their tickets.
A lot of them probably just shy of the microphone. All the time. Just get out there and talk. Hey, you're no different than anybody else. Everyone's got an opinion, and everyone's got ideas, and meet some really nice people.
That's what I told him today when I was talking to him. He said he's listening out there. I'm like, well, then jump in. I don't have nothing to contribute to the conversation. I said, don't worry, we'll steer the conversation wherever it goes. It ain't got to be about one subject.
Right. Oh, man, what's new in your neck of the woods? Anything? I know it's a beautiful ride. I actually went to work Tuesday, yesterday, but I rode the motorcycle in. So tell me on the ham radio.
If you were working or not, but yeah, I don't blame you. It was a little cool yesterday morning, but yesterday afternoon would have been a nice ride home.
It was really nice. The ride in wasn't that bad. It was warmer up on top of the mountain up here than it was down there. But once I got down there, the heated gear that I have, you have three settings. You have low, medium, or high. And I put it on the low up here, and it was doing just fine. I went down the hill, so I put it up to medium, and it was bordering on being too warm.
That chain is going up down the mountain. You never know which way it's going to be this time of year.
There's a little bit of moisture on the road. It was getting kicked up, and I don't like riding when the road's wet, especially when it's dark out. Of course, you know, the time change, it's dark out. So I get water on the windshield, and then I got water on the visor. It just makes it that much more difficult to see something in the roadway.
These new LED headlights that are too bright as it is.
Brighter side of things, I got to follow the one of the Clemson buses all the way down the mountain, so... Some kind of a deer jumped out, but that big, pretty Clemson bus will take it out and protect me.
Down underneath it and comes out the backside.
I'm not that close to the backside of it to worry about it. I've seen too many people get caught up in that on a motorcycle. It's being too close, thinking they can stop, or thinking nothing will be underneath that bus, or underneath the track, the tread, whatever it is they're following, or yeah, no. You got to see what's coming and. You have to have enough distance where you can avoid it.
Driving a truck, you got to take into account everybody else around you jumping into your stopping area.
I was watching a video the other day. They put out company safety videos every week for the company. And I was watching one the other day, and they said that one of them was non-preventable accidents. And this guy had come up beside the tractor trailer and cut over to the left of him real quick. Apparently come really flying up beside the tractor trailer and then cut over real quick. And of course, the right front of the tractor trailer caught the rear end of the car and totaled it and probably hurt somebody really bad. But he said that was preventable, which I don't agree with. I think the idiot driving that fast was sometimes you don't check those mirrors as often as you really got to stay on top of them. But, you know, why is it your responsibility to look out for somebody passing?
They're just looking for somebody else to blame is all it is usually. But trucks always got the responsibility, I guess.
These attorneys out here just all they want to do is, if you're involved in an accident with a tractor trailer, call us.
A lot of times they'll tell you if you'd have been enough, you'd have cut left.
Because what I actually have to pass a tractor trailer in the right lane. So I get in the middle lane, coming down 85 there. I get past the tractor trailer, and then I'm trying to get back over in the right lane, and everybody keeps coming around me, cutting beside me, so I can't get over in the right lane. I'm like, well, okay, I'm stuck here in the middle lane.
They have to be defensive driving, that's for sure, when you're driving these trucks.
Are you heading home?
free zone.
This is Last 2, Leon.
The other day, I just looked at your APRS, and you were right there on Highway 11 and Highway 25. I said, I know where he's going. And then, I don't know, a couple days prior to that, I looked at it. But
I run in or out. It's pretty much the same every week.
He's into doing it. What you're doing? Full way.
He had to, you gotta be a people person, that's for sure. I'm gonna be able to put up with a lot of different personalities.
That's for sure. Talked to Bill lately?
Bill?
That Bill, this is KQ4 something, I can't remember.
Oh, YCI?
Yeah, you talked to him lately? Time. The oil for my truck. I changed the oil to my truck too. Everything I have needs oil change. I already did the tractor. Tractor got oil change and 2 new tires, so I gotta work on the other big tractor and my truck now. I better get the wife's car done.
Next weekend's plan is to do oil changes. Excursions due and wife's car is due too.
I'm doing one of those internal oil filters. Enough, though. So I've been, when I do the wife's car, changing one of the internal oil filters. You know, you don't just screw on, screw off. You got to take the cover off, pull the filter off, then put new filter on with the new gasket, and then put the cover back over
it. A piece of advice. The first thing you do is loosen that filter cap. Take it, spin it loose, and just let it sit there, and then go drain the oil.
You loosen the oil filter first, you said?
If not, there's oil held in that canister until that oil filter is loosened.
I didn't think about that. YouTube did it.
That's why YouTube is not always the best place to get your information.
Did you say that? And me.
We're HGX. Well, at least they're out here paving Highway 25 today.
All right, I'll be glad when they get that done. I'll tell you what, riding that motorcycle back on that new pavement, it sure is sweet and smooth.
W4DJW.
Well, there, I believe.
Might have been me, W4DJW.
C9V.
Hey, Leon. Hey, Patrick. I got both of you here together at the same time. Want to come up with a time that the three of us can get together and I can do both of your softwares at the same time through Zoom? I tried to get it set up so you could download it, but with my new internet set up, it's going to take me a while to get that done.
Afternoon when I get home.
I ain't here. I can do it. I guess I can do it too.
That would be quicker. Otherwise, you have to figure out. Have to wait till I figure out how to get Lumos, the port forwarding on Lumos to work. Which that might take me a while. But through Zoom, I can just upload it through the Zoom connection, and it'll be fast. It'll be faster that way.
A good time for me and you, Dad.
Patrick, it's all up to you. My dogs just they got fixed this morning, and I'm just sitting here monitoring them, killing time until they come back to life. They're really out of it, so I can do it at any time, but I can't leave them.
I am almost to where I parked the truck. I'll be home, should be home around 5:30, 6 o'clock. Would that be okay?
Yeah, is the email that Leon sent me and he copied you on, is that email good to send out a Zoom meeting invite to both of you?
Could be. Just PCKeyRat@gmail.com.
Okay, I'll send that out for 5:30, and I'll just open it up about, so that's a little less than an hour from now. 5:30 or 6, do you have to eat? Do you eat when you get home?
Not till later. Time to unwind for a few minutes.
Okay. I'll send it out for 5:30. Maybe we can knock it out before you have to eat. All right. You guys carry on. I just wanted to try to take care of it now. I've been trying to set up port forwarding, and I just decided to give up and find another way because it was taking too long. Anyway, you guys care. And your icon on Apers, Patrick, is a man running. Are you, like, on a handy-talkie now?
Handy-talkie running in here, monitoring my hotspot on Fusion, and it's got APRs running on it, too. So I've got the truck and the HT running.
Okay. I saw the different icon just a few minutes ago. I had to reboot that thing and restart my Apers UI View 32, and it showed you were the first one that popped up, and it was that little guy running. I thought, okay, you changed something. Anyway, I'm going to get mine going on my motorcycle again too, so that one will change. It's been a while. That uses a Boyonics Apers client. Anyway, you guys carry on. I'm going to go put together that package and send out that email. See you in about a little less than an hour. W4DJW.
KO4HKX.
We'll be ready. NC9B.
Switch vehicles, so I'm going to jump out of here. And I will talk to you here in a little bit. KO4HKX.
Yeah, I suppose you are. All right. Talk to you in a bit. NC9B. Clear.